Not that Danar had ever begrudged Orin's success. Danar had been happy to see someone making use of his ideas, and the fact that it was a friend profiting made it even better. The Calwell and Galt operations were as close as they could be without a legal partnership, which the friends never contemplated, given their mutual contempt for the legal clerks in Bastine. No tax collector had any right to either man's work. And if Orin wanted to store his vaporator construction speeders in Danar's garages, or if Danar wanted to arrange his dewbacks on Orin's land, well, they didn't need a document for that. The policy had continued under Annalene, more or less, in the nearly 8 years since Danar passed. The claimed spare garages now held the entire Galt work fleet. And when Orin took administrative control of the settlers' call fund he had co-founded with his neighbors, it made perfect sense that the claim should serve as its operational base. The facility had plenty of room to house the emergency response vehicles owned by the fund. And if the responders needed an arsenal, they only had to walk next door to find Annalene's gun racks. There was one more thing the claim had to offer, Orin knew. The reward for a dangerous job well done. As manager of the call fund, Orin had seen the need and made the provision long ago, and no one had ever argued. His was a vigilante organization with a liquor tab.
"Good stuff here, folks!"
Orin climbed out of his prized USV-5 landspeeder and slapped the hood. The other vehicles were arriving one by one.
"Park the loners by the garage. We'll take care of them. And you can drink your fill before the lunch rush!"
A cheer rose from the growing crowd. Some quickly headed into Danner's claim, but more lingered outside, sharing their stories and trophies. Reminded, Orin reached into the landspeeder to find his new gaffy stick, or gadurfi, or whatever the savages call the bizarre hunks of metal. The young Tuscan cut to pieces in the crossfire had carried this one. Now, with one boot on the bobbing hood of his parked hovercraft, Orin hoisted the weapon over his head. He gave a war whoop and smiled broadly. Another cheer went up.
"Let's hear it for the King of the Jundland!"
Orin's head snapped back at the sound of the feminine voice. Vika was there, having parked her vehicle behind the others. Young Jabe and a couple of other settlers' kids were piling off the back of the speeder, rifles in hand. Vika grinned at her father and shouted again,
"Hail to the king!"
"Don't call me that," Orin growled.
He hated the name, and Vika knew better than to use it. But he heard it again from here and there in the swelling crowd.
"All hail! King of the Jundland!"
"No, no, don't do that," Orin said.
He laughed, loudly enough so they could hear him. He knew not to take it seriously. These people weren't looking for a ruler. It was why half of them were on Tatooine. They needed to know he knew that too. Orin leaned the gadurfi against the hood of his landspeeder and raised his hands in humility. "It's a team effort," he said, quieting the crowd. "Always. You folks, you saved that farm." His voice rose. "And never, ever forget why we're doing this. Remember the people that the Tuscans have killed for no reason at all. People who were just trying to make an honest living. Farmer after farmer, we've lost more prospecting knowledge than we can ever appreciate. It's why we all came together to set up the Settlers' Call years ago, to help us take back our lives." He pointed to a tall vaporator tower, rising from the slope to the south of the store. "Up there on top is the very first siren, erected on Danar Cowell's old number one vaporator. Some of you new folks didn't know Danar, but he was the best friend a man and this oasis could have. The Tuscans took him from us too. But the siren remains, one of many.
That's part of his legacy to us. Danar's gone, but the call still goes out. And it's our job to answer it.
Oren softened his voice. That's the key, folks. I know you're not fighters. I know you have your own field you should be working right now. And it's not always easy to find the extra credits that keep the settlers' call going. I've sure put plenty into it myself, and not just money. He choked up for a moment and paused to clear his throat. But that's just it. Many of you know my younger son died a few years ago, answering the call. He did it to save a neighbor. There's not a day that I don't miss him. But I don't regret at all what he went to do. A community's a living thing. And our actions together keep it alive. Oren looked up. The settlers were watching him spellbound, as usual. That's all, he said, breaking the solemnity. And before you drink up, a reminder. Any of you who haven't paid your subscription for this season, the Settlers' Call Fund office is in the back, behind the secondhand clothing. You might meet us at your place one day. These speeders don't run on goodwill. Oren smiled as several of the posse members rushed to shake his hand. He glanced up at the climbing suns. His crews had lost most of a morning in the fields, but this was important too. Without camaraderie, there was no community. The oxygen that the settlers' call needed to function. Subscriptions always went up after a Tuscan attack, but that was nothing compared with what happened after a successful defense and retaliation. He nodded to Mullen, who opened the door to the store for the settlers. Annalene stormed through it, nearly knocking Mullen down. Oren spotted something long and black in her hands a second before she found her son in the crowd. Jabe, in the middle of being ribbed by Vika about something, looked back at Annalene, startled. Mom, I... A golden electric flash struck the ground not far from the teenager's feet. Startled, the boy jumped backward, tripping over his boots and landing on his rear. Mullen and Oren stood back.
Yikes, Mullen said.
Oren nodded. Yep. Jabe looked up from the sand to see his mother holding a bantha prod.
What the?
Realizing what had happened, his immediate reaction was incredulity.
You almost shocked me!
Oh, did I miss?
Annalene snarled.